Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today, the crypto market is weathering macro headwinds and regulatory shifts, while institutional giants and innovative projects drive new strategies. Recent reports show that a weaker US jobs report, along with new tariffs, is pressuring Bitcoin, Ethereum, and altcoins, with short-term holders triggering significant liquidations, even as broad profitability remains strong. Detailed data reveals that the United States added only 73,000 jobs in July, intensifying expectations of a rate cut, while tariffs on imports from over 60 nations add additional strain. Bitcoin is holding near $113,600 and Ethereum at around $3,508, with XRP and meme coins like Dogecoin taking notable hits. Short-term trading has driven over $200 million in Bitcoin liquidations, although more than 90% of circulating coins remain in profit. Institutional sentiment, however, offers a silver lining. Tom Lee of Bitmine highlighted that major players are quietly accumulating, and crypto ETFs set a record with inflows exceeding $12.8 billion in July. MicroStrategy aims to own between 3 and 7% of the total Bitcoin supply and plans to raise an additional $4.2 billion through preferred stock offerings, while Metaplanet embarks on a multi-billion-dollar Bitcoin buying spree, targeting 210,000 coins by 2027. Coinbase, despite a quarter drop in revenue, is shifting focus as XRP now drives a larger share of its transaction earnings, with expansion into tokenized real-world assets on the horizon. On the regulatory front, the SEC has launched a series of nationwide roundtables, starting in Berkeley, to engage with crypto innovators, and the UK is allowing crypto exchange-traded notes for retail investors. Hong Kong has implemented stablecoin licensing as part of its drive to cement crypto credibility, while US legislative moves like the Genius Act and Clarity bills are paving the way for traditional finance to enter the digital asset space. Vitalik Buterin has proposed a novel approach to boosting Ethereum speed and scalability by decoupling its fork choice from finality, a change that could support a validator pool of up to 1 million. Decentralized exchanges achieved a milestone by surpassing $1 trillion in trading volume in July, led by spot transactions on the BNB chain and perpetual futures on Hyperliquid. Technical analysis shows Bitcoin testing key support levels amid short-term pressures, and an ancient whale wallet, dormant since 2013, moved 306 BTC, now valued at approximately $34.8 million, raising caution about potential market corrections. At times, the market's volatility feels as unpredictable as uncovering a secret bonus level in a classic arcade adventure. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.